You're listening to the Forest Hill Parenting Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Forest Hill Parenting Podcast, where we want to inspire parents to make faith in Jesus the priority in their families. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Todd Lesher. Great to be back with you all again. And I am super thrilled to be able to do this podcast today because I have got some of our former advanced students in the house. One is literally sitting across the table from me, and one is on Skype coming from Florida. So today we have Cameron Levosky and Matt Evdemann on the podcast. Thank you all for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Well, Cameron, why don't you introduce yourself first?
Hey, so I'm Cameron. I'm going to be a sophomore at College of Charleston this coming year. So just finished freshman year, and I've been super involved with Advanced at the Fort Mill campus since like eighth grade. And I've done some speaking there and leading life groups and been a leader there, and so it's very close to my heart, and those students still mean a lot to me. So thanks for having me, Todd.
Fantastic. Yes. Matt, go for it.
My name's Matt Evdemann. From Fort Mill, South Carolina. Just finished my freshman year at the Citadel, which is a military academy in Charleston, South Carolina. And I'm studying for business, and I play baseball at the school as well. And then I'm also pursuing an Air Force contract. So been at Forest Hill my whole life, and it's near and dear to my heart, similar to Cameron. And I just have a love and affection for the church and what they're doing there.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I'm happy to have you both on here. And I have like some really, really great memories of the both of you all that we could just talk about the memories that we have. As a church, we've been so grateful for y'all's leadership. Like Cameron said, she was at the Fort Mill campus. And I think, Maddie, you just kind of rolled around to every campus. You did a little bit of South Park. You did a little bit at Ballantyne. So
holding
it down, man. Really, really good. Well, I imagine that those listening in have picked up on kind of where we're going. We've got a couple college students in the house. And so we're going to talk about the college experience. And kind of the big idea behind this podcast is how to go to college without leaving your faith behind or losing it while you're there. We know there are just a bunch of different stats out there that kids who grow up in church oftentimes pretty frequently give up their faith while away at college. And I think we all can understand why. But I would love for y'all to hear it from the mouths of the pros, the college pros who are in the midst of it and really trying to work out their faith, live out their faith under and in the midst of all that college is. So let's just dive right in, and I would love to hear from the both of you. How has the college experience been so far? Maddie, why don't you start?
Well, so like I said earlier, I go to the Citadel, which is a military school. So my college experience, at least as a freshman, is a little bit more unique. You're in a lot more stressful environment in your day-to-day activities. And because of the military aspect of it, it's a lot more regimented. So you have people yelling at you, helping you prioritize and do what you need to do every day. It was great for me in a big aspect because it helped me to manage my time better, but also at the same time develop the qualities that I had throughout my life, whether it be leadership qualities, whether it be, being able to deal with moral and ethical situations in a different way, which is something that not all of us are challenged with in high school. But for the most part, it was great because it forced me, because of the military side of it, to handle what I needed to do every day and not neglect, which is something that I had struggled with in high school. So that was a big thing, was time management and that regimented lifestyle that not everyone wants to do, but at the same time, it's great for you.
Yeah, very good. How about you, Cameron? You are not going to the Citadel,
so
the regimented life is probably not your reality, but how was your freshman experience this past year?
Man, it's hard to encompass in a short conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
And even just coming home and people are like, "How was college?" I'm like, "You should have talked to me throughout the year." Yeah, there was lots of different moments and lots of just glory to God for a crazy, awesome year. But I like to say that the hard things that people try and prepare you for the best they can. They come and you're not really prepared for them, and they're hard, as they should be. But the really amazing things where, like, college is the best time of your life, and the growth that you're going to experience, and the way that you really get to choose how you want to live.
Yeah.
And so that freedom is just, like, to taste it is incredible beyond words. And so the blessings came way more than I could have anticipated.
Wow. Yeah.
But then the hard things are there too, but
sure,
it all works to be amazing. I had a great first year.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, what was the best part, Cameron? What that you could, I know you had to be there, but just the thing that you go, this was the best part of freshman year.
For me, it was finding a community that I didn't expect that soon. I had felt a little bit, I've had great community in my life, but probably like the high school years, feeling a little bit drier in like soul friends, and that strong community, and going away, like leaving a church family that I loved, and a strong church foundation, and going to like try different churches in Charleston, or like youth, or I'm sorry, college ministries.
Right.
I was nervous, and I really thought I'd make like one or two good friends. It was going to be satisfied with that, and I've just been overwhelmed with about 8 to 10 friends that are like soul friends that I have prayed for years. That
oh, that's awesome.
We have just an openness and confession with one another, and growth in the spirit that I've did not expect, anticipate, or even know that I could just have that kind of growth. But it all, the biggest blessing has been being involved in a local church and not in just a campus ministry. I'm not actually involved in a campus ministry, but like a local church that has really grown me, and the community there has just definitely been the biggest blessing. And my faith has leaped in growth. I didn't even think it could, because so that's been the best thing for me.
For sure. Awesome. How about you, Matt? What's been the best part?
Well, so for anyone that doesn't know anything about the Citadel, you have what's called a NOB year. So it's a fourth class system where you're kind of stripped of your rights and your comically, you're stripped of a lot of the freedoms that you enjoy in high school. And probably one of the best parts was what's called Recognition Day, which is, you know, technically your last day as a NOB, and you're really introduced as to the Corps of Cadets as a brother and as a regular human being, as funny as that sounds. But coupled with that, kind of like what Cameron was touching on, is the unbreakable bonds that you develop with your brothers and sisters throughout the year. What happens in college is you have a lot of situations where you have to make tough choices, and people, especially at my school, they see those choices. The Citadel puts a tremendous amount of emphasis on integrity and integrity in all that you do. Now, they emphasize it more along the lines of how you look every day, how you present yourself with your uniform. But for me as a person, I get to see that outside of the lines, whether it be at baseball practice, whether it be on the weekends when you're making choices, whether it be when you're too tired to wake up on Sunday morning to go to church or something like that. And I was able to associate myself with like-minded individuals who thought the way that I thought and who wanted to pursue the same extracurricular activities and spiritual activities that I was looking for. So you develop just unbreakable bonds, amazing friendships that I would never forget for the rest of my life.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. I have a couple of friends who went to the Citadel, both who are just out of college and who have been out of college for a number of years, and the bond is consistent. Whatever age you are, it's like, you went to Citadel? All right, you're one of us. You're part of this crew. So it's pretty awesome. But you both shared kind of a similar aspect of that, of finding a community that has strengthened you in one way or another to be able to identify that as being the best part, which is really awesome, because at the end of the day, relationships are some of the most important things that matter to us. Well, college is also, you know, filled with this this freedom. Matt, for you, not so much, but you still have to navigate some of that stuff of what you're going to do when, you know, you're not under your parents' roof anymore. And so you can make the decision of whether or not to call them or text them back or whatever it is. But you get to make some of those decisions on your own and what you're going to do with the freedom that you have or the authority that's over you. And so as we kind of shift gears a little bit, we talked about the best parts of college, but what has been the most challenging part? And this may be where you get a little vulnerable here, but just to give our parents kind of a perspective of what it's like to venture out into a new space and place. Matt, why don't you start that one?
Well, there are two things that come to mind when you ask this question, and it's fear of the unknown, number one. And then accountability, like you mentioned a little while ago.
Yep.
So fear of the unknown is being in an environment that you've never been in before.
Right.
You know, for the first 18 to 19 years of your life, a lot of individuals like myself, they get very comfortable. They have their routine. They have their buddies at home. They know what to expect every day. So fear of the unknown is, especially when you go to college, you know, I got to make new friends all over again. I got to have a new and challenging academic life. I have to do whatever extracurricular activities that I want to do. So you're having to reinvent yourself in that unknown environment that you've never been in before. And a lot of students like myself, you can worry way more than you should about what am I going to do. With the accountability aspect of it, for the first time in your life, you're not under the tight grasp of your parents.
Right.
And you get to decide what kind of man, for my example, that you want to be. Whether it be the choices that you make on Friday night or just the type of people that you associate with, how hard you want to work on that project that you have due tomorrow. You don't have your mom and dad asking you every single day, at least the majority of cadets. You don't have them texting you every day going, did you finish your homework? Did you eat breakfast? Did you tie your shoes? So just that accountability aspect to where you get to make your own choices. And this is part of the college is part of the bridge into adulthood. So a lot of people aren't ready to let go of that child aspect of life while they still want to enjoy the pleasures of making adult decisions.
I think that's really good, just talking about how and who and what is going to define your life, right? And what kind of course or path you're going to walk. That's really, really good. How about you, Cameron? What was the most challenging part?
Well, this is just such a blessing from the Holy Spirit that you would ask me to come and do this podcast, especially because what I'm about to say, I'm not like making up. And the hardest thing for me was, and I have such a different experience. I'm not the Citadel. I'm not. I'm definitely in a lot freer college campus environment.
Right.
But I just experienced such freedom in, of course, time and friendships and choosing my own, like living out the maturity I think I've had for a while. And was ready to embark on, but spiritual freedom and just so much growth. And for me, it was just such a natural transition into that this year. But the hardest thing was that communication with my family about that. And just
I completely agree.
how much I wanted to be able to share that with them and them to just be able to follow me around like virtually, like just see that growth that I know that I would hope they'd be so proud of. And I can't articulate it to them. And that was the biggest struggle, specifically with my mom too, who's been such a spiritual leader in my life. And so, I'm not lying. That was the hardest thing for me, coming just from a family that like stepped back and let me have my freedom.
Right.
It was hard for both of us to realize, or both parties to realize, that I'm like, I crave to like tell you the growth that I've had and share it so we can both glorify God and say and praise him for what he's done.
I don't think that's the normal response that you get. You hear from people that challenge is there, because I know for me, I just didn't call my parents back. Todd, are you alive?
I was like, Mom, you don't call me. Respond to my calls. I'm like, I want to talk to you. So it was definitely, I think, an odd thing that I experienced, but it really was super hard. Hardest thing.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
So we talked best part, most challenging. Well, what part of college do you think are most people unprepared for? So as we're thinking through the incoming freshmen, you know, that you know, incoming knobs at the Citadel, and then the wide-eyed freshmen at the College of Charleston, you know, what are they most unprepared for that hits them like a wave or like a total surprise and either throws them off balance for what they're planning on doing or keeping to that path that Matt was alluding to. Right. What do you think, Cameron?
So, I mean, it's a given that you go to college as a freshman. It's choose your own adventure. Like, choose, I mean, people say, like, you have the most time that you're going to have in your life to choose exactly what you want to do. But there's days that you feel that you're like, I have a lot of free time and I can decide what I'm going to do. And then there's days where you're just completely overwhelmed. You're like, what? This is not free time. Like, I have so much, so many commitments. So I think people are, and again, it's like, this is talked about a lot, but you're not ready to really feel that lack of structure and the lack of anyone giving you that guidance. Of course, like, I choose how I do my everyday. I choose if I'm going to skip class and if it's going to be good or if I'm going to feel guilty about it or if I'm going to hang out with this crowd or do this or go and hit rock bottom or say that I don't want those things and recognize it early.
Yeah.
I'd say what, I mean, I don't know if this goes exactly with it, but I think people aren't prepared for making their own quiet time. I really struggled with, I guess that was another, the hardest two things were never feeling like I was alone, and you have to have solitude. Not you have to have solitude to hear from the Lord. Even if you have the discipline to like read your Bible, like there's just something about just stillness and not even reading and not even taking anything in, just letting him speak to you in quietness. And especially as a freshman in college,
there are always people around.
And there's always something that you can go and commit to or do this to. And you have to learn how to make time for just you and Jesus. And you'll never regret that kind of thing.
But discipline, right?
Like
disciplines have such a negative connotation just in our culture and especially in college. Like live a disciplined life. Like
what?
Again, that's why I love having Matt on this one, where in his experience, the disciplined life is a respected and a valued life. But I think at a majority of our universities, it's the undisciplined life is the virtuous life. And it's like, whoa, you know, things can get really out of hand with an undisciplined or the mindfulness of going, okay, what do I need to incorporate in my daily rhythm so things don't throw me off balance that we're unprepared for when we get there? I think that's really good. How about you, Matt? What do you think people are unprepared for?
Well, I wrote down two answers that I thought would be really applicable to this topic. I wrote down one answer for the part of college where you're in a relationship with Christ. And then I wrote down one topic where you're just going through the college experience. So as far as in a relationship with Christ, the number one thing by far that I was most unprepared for was searching for a church, especially in the in Charleston. There's just so many options. So, you know, every Sunday you would kind of hear from word of mouth, you know, let's try this out, let's try this out. And you don't really know what to, you don't really know what to look for as a young individual. And for the first time in your life, you know, for me, I was so used to going to Forest Hill every Sunday, knowing every person, having a lot of friends there that I could always meet up with after church to go out to lunch with or something like that. And now for the first time in your life, you're the outsider.
Yeah.
You're the one who's searching for the right fit, the right pastor, the right message. So from a spiritualist perspective, that was definitely something that I was unprepared for. I didn't really know what to look for at first. And I'm sure Cameron can attest to that too, where you're like, you're leaving the building of a new church and you're like, I don't really know if I liked it or not. I don't really know if it's the right fit for me. Because, you know, church is so much about community. Where you can kind of lose sight of the fact of, do I actually like the message that he's preaching? Do I actually think he's preaching the gospel? So that was my one thought about the spiritual aspect of it. As far as the college aspect of it, people are unprepared for the amount of temptations that they are going to have in their life. Whether it be the temptation to slack off on their grades, whether it be the temptation to party way too much. Yes, even at the Citadel, you have the ability to party. Whether it be the temptation to not work as hard as you need to when it comes to athletics or when it comes to the extracurricular activities that you want to do. And finally, one of the most important ones is investing in all the relationships that you have built, you know, while you've been there. The temptation to just slack off is at an all-time high in college because, like I said earlier, there's no accountability. There's no one stopping you from just saying, I'm done. I'm going to give up. I'm going to crash for a few hours and just chill. There has to be that instinctive motivation to just keep on working, to just keep on striving in the right direction. Mm-hmm. So yeah. A lot of college students are like, I'm going to know exactly, or incoming college students, excuse me, they're like, I'm going to know exactly what to expect. Both my parents went to college, or I've talked to alumni. I know exactly what I'm getting into. And they're like, well, hold on a minute. There's a lot of temptations in college, mm-hmm. and it's really hard to simulate any sort of experience like that in high school.
Right. Well, I think this is a good segue into the next question, but I want to set it up a little little bit differently, because even though those statistics are out there that college students are abandoning their faith at a pretty high frequency, how often do we just get stuck in this mindset that we assume that they will, instead of going, hey, we're going to do whatever we can while our kids or our friends are away at college to stay present in their life in whatever way that may be, whether it's regular encouragement or a phone call or a care package or something like that. And so as we address this statistic in connection with kind of what you alluded to, Matt, about the temptation is real, but we don't need to assume that just because the temptation is there that they have to give their lives over to the temptation, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. They can still say no. And it's this balance of the freedom and the discipline that we learn to grow into as we navigate that space. But it may be just that temptation is very real, and our enemy probably loves college a whole lot. But why do you think college students abandon their faith or leave it at home? What, Cameron, what would you say to answer that question?
Well, yeah, that question I expected, and then mm-hmm. I was like, that's a hard one to answer. My gut is just like an ugly answer of, mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say that if you are an incoming freshman in college, or if you're a parent of someone mm-hmm. who's of a student, trust that, like, if they are a disciple of Christ, that he's not going to let them go. And
that's good.
There's just the obligation to let go and trust the fact that they've been equipped with what you've given them for the mm-hmm. 18 years of their life, what their church home has given them, what Christ has already given them mm-hmm. to equip them for all the temptations, for all the freedom, for all the questions.
So in regards to why people assume that they will leave their faith is because for as long as they've lived, being in the Bible Belt of the United States in Charleston, going to church is a tradition.
Yeah.
So you kind of owe it to your family when you're growing up to mm-hmm. at least go to church, mm-hmm. to wake up on Sunday mornings. And now for the first time in your life, that obligation is no longer there. So because of the fact that there's no relationship there, and there's nothing that's been working in your life for the past couple of years, college students are going to have no motivation to go. Mm. Especially when, enjoying your weekends and having a good time is so important. And it's such an experience when you're in college. A lot of people just aren't willing to give that up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's really, really good. It's that differentiation between, if it's just a tradition, traditions can be broken, but if it's a relationship, mm-hmm. relationships are hard to give up. So I think that's really, really insightful. And so what I would like for you all to do is kind of speak to the parents as if they were going to pass this on to their rising college freshmen, or to their college kid who was going back to for their sophomore year, junior year, senior year, or senior year again, however that happens. But what I would like for you to just give them just some input on how can college students make their faith a priority, make their relationship with Jesus a priority, and either from your own experience or from what you've seen in some of your friends and peers' lives. Cameron, why don't you jump into that one first?
Yeah, going off of what I said earlier too, is just, and that might be, I'm definitely more bent towards, like, I had a few days this year, spring semester, I didn't speak to anyone mm-hmm. For 4 days. Mm-hmm. I walked around the busy downtown Charleston area, and I sat alone and ate my meals, and I just had this weird thing coming home from spring break where I couldn't talk to anyone. So sometimes I do some social fasting. I definitely, like, already know that I appreciate solitude, but I think that's a discipline that isn't necessary to learn as in college. And if you don't already value that in high school, or if you haven't valued that yet in college, like, learn to value that. And because that time of being with the Lord, and just being open to hearing him, and yeah, just being you and God and no one else, that's where you can grow in, like, your cravings for that relationship. And so, yeah, there's just nothing like that. So that's what I would say to, that's the most, like, practical thing I can say to students and parents, to just tell them that. And again, like I said earlier, for parents, is I, even this year, have just grown so much to know that prayer is so, so powerful, more than I think we ever will realize too. So don't be afraid to step away, even if it's heartbreaking, from your children, and don't, like, push them too much, to want that constant communication with you. Communicating with the Father, for them is the biggest thing you can do for them. So pray and believe and trust that your prayers are being heard, and that God's shaping a beautiful future for your child.
Yeah, I love that. The prioritization of making a time and place, or finding a time and place to be with God, you know, he's there. I think oftentimes he's waiting for us to meet with him. He's ready, I think, 100% all the time, but we have to be diligent to find that. And for y'all at the beach, you know, you get, you know, somewhat of a little bit of a perk there, but, you know, for someone else, it might be, you know, walking around campus or taking a hike or something like that, or going to the back corner of the library where all the dusty books are, those that no one uses but no one can throw away, and kind of setting up shop there to have that time.
God. Sorry to say one thing. Because community is so important. There's no denying that. Any wise, like, Christian, someone who's lived that college life knows that too. So go seek out that community and love it, and take it for all the freedom that it gives you. But you have to have that confidence in just you and Jesus. And so that's what I'll say is, because you might idolize a really amazing community that it'll sneak up on you, where it's not just your personal growth there.
It's intentional solitude. Some people just don't want to be around other people for a little bit, but you put in some intentionality to that, which I think is really, really good. Matt, how about you? What advice would you pass on to parents about that they could relay to their kids about making their faith a priority?
Well, you know, it's always tough, because a lot of college students, you know, they don't want to talk to their parents all the time. You know, they want to live their own lives, and they want to do what they want to do. But I think what Cameron said was really great about helping them find community, because people, you know, there's this intuition that we feel safer at home. You know, we have this connection that's kind of, you can't really explain. So helping them find people who love them, where they are plugged in college, is so huge. And then also that there are great people on every campus, and I would be willing to bet that they're great individuals on every college campus. You just have to be willing to seek them out and find them. You can't be satisfied. And I don't want to say you have to be satisfied with your friends, because I don't think that that's 100% true. But you have to be actively seeking out Christ-like individuals in whatever campus society that you're on. Because that is going to benefit you for the rest of your life, because those are going to be the people that are going to go to be the prayer warriors for you when you're really not doing well, really stressed about something. You know, for me, I found a great relationship in a kid named Gray Henson, who
Shout out to Gray.
Yeah, Gray.
He goes to dance, and I didn't really know him in high school, but everybody's like, "Oh, you guys would be such great friends. You know, you have, you're such like-minded individuals." And I didn't really realize how true that would be.
Awesome.
And in him, I was able to just really rely on him and to go to him with stuff, and he was able to do the same with me. Because it's great when you can find somebody who's in the exact same predicament that you're in, and just talk about stuff. There's so much power in that. There's so much power in communication.
Seriously. So that's awesome.
As far as advice to parents, I would say help them find great community. Because you know, college students are going to question everything that they've known for the rest, for their entire life when they get to college.
Mm-hmm.
They're all going to do it. It's a natural part of life.
Yep.
You need to help them find good people who are going to show them why what they've been teaching them has truth,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yep.
especially as Christians.
Yeah.
And I think that would be one of the biggest keys.
That's good. And I know it's a fine line because of that freedom we've been talking about and this independence that college students want and the assistance that parents still want to give. So I would love for us to finish up with y'all just giving some advice about finding the right community, because you've addressed that in different ways, whether it's church or a campus ministry. But one thought that I have is, you know, a lot of parents put a lot of time into the financial planning for college and the dorm prep planning with buying comforters and matching curtains and everything like that, and all the plastic bins that you've got to store stuff in. And then, you know, your schedule as well. But would it be beneficial if parents put in a substantial amount of effort into identifying the campus ministries that exist at the school that they're going to, and even visiting a church or two when they're down there dropping a student off, just to say, hey, these are out here. I can't make this decision for you, but we can go check it out together. So those are just maybe a couple suggestions that might help, but some of the legwork that could be put in before you go. But how would you all just kind of finish that up about pointing college students to finding that church or that Christian community to connect with? Matt, why don't you start with that one?
Well, the first thing is you have to try, and you have to try mm-hmm. with an open mind. For me, you know, I tried FCA, I tried campus outreach, I mm-hmm. tried Young Life, and I think the biggest thing is that you have great individuals in every single mm-hmm. one of those communities.
Yeah.
But you have to establish first, before you do that, you have to establish what you're looking for.
That's good.
So first establish what you're looking for,
mm-hmm.
then you go out and you seek these yep. on-campus ministries, because they're great, but you can leave those getting nothing out of them
mm-hmm.
because you might not know what you're looking for.
Yeah.
So you have to know what you're looking for first.
Mm-hmm.
Am I looking for a discipleship? Am I looking for a safe space to talk about Christ?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to, and like I said, you have to establish where your priorities are.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be the biggest advice as far as finding a church and finding an on-campus ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I think what you said about parents, you know, looking into these on-campus ministries is great. That's super powerful. And my parents did, you know, something similar to that and going with me to churches and trying out, because that was something that I, you know, stressed a lot about, was finding a community that I felt great about, you
yeah.
know? So, but yeah, 100%. You have to know what you're looking for.
Yeah. Awesome. Cameron, how about you?
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Matt. You have to know what you're looking for. And for me, I knew what I wanted in my church community. And so, I mean, I was blessed like the second Sunday that I was there, and that was my church.
Hmm.
And I found that for my entire year, and I served every single, it's a startup, it's only 3 years old. We meet in elementary school, and I served every Sunday for like 6 or 7 hours of like
yeah.
setting up and tearing down. So I found my community really fast. But I would say that if there's a timidness in your child, that what a blessing it would be to go with them
yeah,
and
good.
Do that hard initial steps of like, let's just go see some churches
mm-hmm.
so you know what's out there and to choose. For me, I'm very involved with my local church.
Mm-hmm.
And so I haven't done too much with campus ministry. But that doesn't mean I have a negative feel for that.
Yeah.
But I would very much encourage a local church participation. Like, go for that college ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's so much beauty in that and growth with having that many peers in the same place. But for me, just like the wisdom of older people and the wisdom of mm-hmm. different generations coming together
mm-hmm.
and just a feel of a local, like, what a, like, actual church is and not just a ministry pertaining to just students. Like, you
yeah.
kind of need that broader idea of the Lord so that
yeah.
you're not, because it's so easy to have tunnel vision in college
right,
and just
right.
be thinking of in the college mindset. So I would definitely encourage parents and students to venture out, not just in college ministries, but in a local church community. It'll grow you
yeah.
in a lot more than you'd expect.
That's awesome. And I love how you alluded to that tunnel vision. because maybe one suggestion is find a place to give your life away. You know, we say all the time here at Forest Hill that you are most like Jesus when you give your life away. Mm-hmm. And when you sacrifice and when you serve somebody or you take some time to influence them for Christ, then that does something to you. It probably does something to you more than it does to the person, but you're making a difference. And so I think that's really strong to be able to kind of fight against or counteract that tunnel vision to go, this is all about me. 4 years, that's all about me. It's like, no, make it about somebody else and give your life away for their good, for their faith. And I would even kind of conclude this time as we wrap it up here is that, you know, parents, we can foster the community around our kids, whether they're elementary, middle, high school, or on to college. And it's just leveraging the relationships that you have to pour into your kids alongside of you. And so whether it's you making that phone call or you're asking a friend of you or a youth pastor or a life group leader and saying, hey, can you reach out to my kid? I have had so many parents throughout the year be like, hey, can you just check on my kid while they're at college? But like, I'm happy to. I'm in your corner, parents. And I know there are a lot of other people out there. We just have to identify them and ask them to share that with us. So Maddie, Cameron, thank you so much for being on the podcast. I cannot wait to share this with our families. So let me say a prayer and then we will finish up. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are over us and you cover us with grace and love and wisdom. And you have that for our college kids too. And for their parents who are biting their nails or hoping to get a phone call back or trying to figure out how to keep faith front and center while their son or their daughter is off at college. We pray for our rising freshmen. We pray for our returning students, those who are going back in with the freedom and the space and all the opportunities in front of them and the pressures and the temptations and the difficulty and the stress and the joys and the relationships. Meet them there. And I pray that they would turn to you, whether it's like Cameron said, of hitting rock bottom and they look up and they find you right there full of compassion and mercy. Or if it's that Matt was talking about prioritizing what we need to prioritize and finding what we connect with, but that we would be the type of church and that we would have the students who keep their faith, grow in their faith, thrive in their faith while they're in college, and that they would always know that Forest Hill and our families are a place they can turn to find the truth of God and the character of Jesus right there ready for them when they're back and when they're away. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Parent on parents, you got this.
Thanks for joining us for the Forest Hill Parenting Podcast, where we want to inspire parents to make faith in Jesus the priority in their families. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love it if you showed your support by sharing, subscribing, and rating this podcast on iTunes. To watch our services live or find the campus nearest you, visit foresthill.org.